Ever feel like life's just happening to you? Like you're adrift in a sea of chaos, reacting to events instead of shaping your own destiny? Well, get ready to grab the helm and chart your own course. In this episode, we're diving deep into the transformative power of self-reflection and personal responsibility. We're going to explore how taking ownership of your life can lead to a more fulfilling and meaningful existence. The ancient Stoics believed that the key to a good life lies in focusing on what's within our control, our thoughts, our actions, our choices. They understood that while we can't control the world around us, we can control how we respond to it. We'll draw inspiration from their wisdom and apply it to the challenges of modern life. We'll explore the importance of honest self-assessment, confronting our weaknesses and shortcomings, and taking responsibility for our own growth and development. Get ready to challenge your assumptions, break free from the victim mentality, and step into your power. We'll discuss practical strategies for setting goals, overcoming obstacles, and creating a life that aligns with your deepest values and aspirations. Whether you're feeling stuck, lost, or simply yearning for a more meaningful life, this episode is for you. So, buckle up and get ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery and transformation. Remember, the power to create the life you want lies within you. 1. The mirror and the mantle. Self-reflection and the burden of being all right. Folks, let's get down to brass tacks. The first step on this journey towards creating the life you want isn't about setting lofty goals or chasing after fleeting desires. It's about taking a long, hard look in the mirror and confronting the truth about yourself. The ancient Greeks had a saying inscribed at the Temple of Apollo at Delphi: "Know thyself." It's a simple phrase, but it holds profound wisdom. Before you can change your life, you need to understand who you are, warts and all. Peterson echoes this sentiment, emphasizing the importance of honest self-reflection. It's easy to focus on our strengths and accomplishments, but it's equally important to acknowledge our weaknesses, our shortcomings, and the areas where we're falling short. Think of it like cleaning out a cluttered closet. You can't create space for new things until you get rid of the old junk. Similarly, you can't build a better life until you confront the baggage you're carrying. But self-reflection is just the first step. The real work begins when you take responsibility for what you see in the mirror. It's not about blaming your parents, your circumstances, or society for your problems. It's about recognizing that you have the power to change, to grow, and to become the person you want to be. The existentialist philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre famously said, "Man is condemned to be free. We're thrown into this world without a manual, and it's up to us to create meaning and purpose." That's a heavy burden, but it's also an incredible opportunity. So, how do we shoulder this burden of responsibility? Peterson suggests starting small. Identify one area where you're not living up to your full potential. Maybe you're procrastinating on a project, neglecting your health, or letting a toxic relationship drain your energy. Once you've identified the problem, take action. Set small, achievable goals and hold yourself accountable. Don't expect overnight transformations, but celebrate every step forward, no matter how small. Remember, the Stoics believed that virtue is its own reward. The process of self-improvement, of striving to become the best version of yourself, is inherently valuable. It's not about achieving some external goal, but about cultivating inner strength, wisdom, and integrity. In today's world, it's easy to get caught up in the comparison game, constantly measuring ourselves against others. But true fulfillment comes from within, from living in alignment with your values and contributing to the world in a meaningful way. So, take a deep breath, look in the mirror, and ask yourself, what am I avoiding? Where am I falling short? What can I do today to become a better person? The answers to these questions hold the key to unlocking your true potential and creating a life that is both fulfilling and meaningful. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Take that step today. 2. The North Star, the power of a vision. All right, folks, we've taken that crucial first step of looking in the mirror and owning our reality. Now, it's time to look beyond ourselves and set our sights on the horizon. It's time to talk about the power of having a vision for your life. Think of it like setting sail on a vast ocean. Without a clear destination in mind, you're at the mercy of the winds and currents, drifting aimlessly. But with a vision, a North Star to guide you, you have a sense of purpose and direction. You can chart a course, adjust your sails, and navigate the inevitable storms that come your way. Peterson emphasizes that this vision should be rooted in what you truly want and need, not what society or others expect of you. It's about digging deep and asking yourself those tough questions. What makes your heart sing? What brings you a sense of fulfillment and purpose? What kind of impact do you want to make on the world? The ancient philosopher Aristotle talked about telos, the ultimate purpose or goal of a thing. He believed that everything in nature has a built-in purpose, and that fulfilling that purpose is the key to flourishing. Similarly, we humans have a deep-seated need for meaning and direction. A vision provides that sense of telos, giving us a reason to get out of bed in the morning and strive towards something greater than ourselves. But let's be real, creating a vision isn't always easy. It requires introspection, honesty, and a willingness to confront your fears and limitations. It's about asking yourself, if I could have the life I truly wanted, what would that look like? Peterson suggests breaking down this vision into different areas of your life. Consider your relationships, your career, your health, your personal growth, and your contribution to the world. What do you want to achieve in each of these areas? What kind of person do you want to become? Once you have a clear vision, it's time to start taking action. Break down your big goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Create a plan, set deadlines, and hold yourself accountable. Remember, a vision without action is just a daydream. The Stoic philosopher Seneca said, "Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity." By having a clear vision and actively working towards it, you're creating opportunities for luck to strike. You're putting yourself in the right place at the right time, ready to seize the moment when it arrives. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day grind and lose sight of the bigger picture. But taking the time to create a vision can be a game-changer. It can provide a sense of clarity, purpose, and motivation, even when things get tough. So, take some time to reflect on your dreams and aspirations. What do you truly want out of life? What kind of legacy do you want to leave behind? Once you have a vision, write it down, visualize it, and start taking action towards it. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and with a clear vision in mind, you'll be well on your way to creating the life you've always wanted. 3. The Dragon's Lair, confronting challenges and fears. All right, folks, let's get real. Life isn't all sunshine and rainbows. It's filled with challenges, setbacks, and fears that can hold us back from reaching our full potential. But what if I told you that these very challenges and fears are the keys to unlocking your true strength and resilience? The ancient Stoics believed that virtue is forged in the crucible of adversity. They saw challenges as opportunities for growth, and they embraced them with courage and determination. As Marcus Aurelius put it, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Peterson echoes this sentiment, urging us to face our fears and challenges head on. It's easy to stay in our comfort zones, to avoid the things that make us uncomfortable or anxious. But true growth happens when we step outside those boundaries and confront the dragons in our lives. Think of it like learning to ride a bike. You're going to fall, you're going to scrape your knees, but eventually you'll find your balance and experience the thrill of freedom and accomplishment. The same goes for any challenge in life. It's through facing our fears and overcoming obstacles that we develop the skills, confidence, and resilience to navigate life's complexities. In today's world, it's easy to get caught up in the pursuit of comfort and security. We have all sorts of distractions and coping mechanisms to avoid discomfort. But the truth is, avoiding challenges only makes them grow stronger. The longer you put off that difficult conversation, the more anxiety it creates. The longer you avoid that new skill you want to learn, the more daunting it seems. So, how do we break free from this cycle of avoidance and embrace the challenges that life throws our way? Peterson suggests starting small. Identify one fear or challenge that's been holding you back. Maybe it's public speaking, asking for a raise, or starting that side hustle you've been dreaming about. Once you've identified your dragon, create a plan to face it. Break it down into smaller, more manageable steps. Start with something that feels slightly uncomfortable, but achievable. As you gain confidence and experience, gradually increase the challenge. Remember, the goal isn't to eliminate fear altogether. That's unrealistic. The goal is to develop the courage to act in spite of fear. As the philosopher Nelson Mandela said, "Courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear." Confronting your fears and challenges won't just make you stronger. It will also open up new possibilities and opportunities. It will allow you to tap into your full potential and create a life that is truly fulfilling and meaningful. So, what's your dragon? What's that one thing you've been avoiding that's holding you back? Take a deep breath, gather your courage, and take that first step towards facing it. Remember, the greatest battles are often fought within ourselves, and the victory is worth the fight. 4. The shadow self, befriending the beast. Within All Right, Folks, let's talk about something a little spooky, a little uncomfortable, but undeniably important, the shadow self. Now, before you start picturing dark figures lurking in alleyways, let's clarify. The shadow self isn't some external entity. It's the hidden, disowned parts of ourselves. It's the anger we bury, the envy we deny, the insecurities we try to hide. Carl Jung, the famous psychologist, brought the concept of the shadow to the forefront. He believed that we all have a shadow side, a collection of traits, desires, and impulses that we deem unacceptable or undesirable. We repress these aspects of ourselves, pushing them into the unconscious, hoping they'll just disappear. But like a monster in a horror movie, the shadow always finds a way to resurface. Think about it. Have you ever snapped at someone for no apparent reason or felt a pang of jealousy towards a friend's success? Those are glimpses of the shadow self peeking through the cracks. It's those moments when we act out of character, driven by emotions or impulses we'd rather not acknowledge. Peterson emphasizes that acknowledging and integrating the shadow self is crucial for personal growth and wholeness. It's not about giving in to our darkest impulses, but about understanding them, accepting them, and learning to manage them in a healthy way. The ancient Stoics also recognized the importance of self-awareness and acceptance. They believed in confronting our flaws and limitations, not denying them. As Epictetus said, "It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows." In today's world, it's easy to curate a polished image on social media, showcasing only our best selves. But this can create a disconnect between our public persona and our private reality. The more we deny our shadow, the more power it has over us. So, how do we befriend the beast within? It starts with self-reflection and honesty. Take some time to journal, meditate, or simply sit quietly and observe your thoughts and feelings. What are those recurring patterns or behaviors that you're not proud of? What are those emotions that you try to suppress or avoid? Once you've identified some aspects of your shadow, try to understand them with compassion. Where did these patterns or behaviors originate? What needs or fears are they trying to express? Remember, the shadow isn't inherently evil. It's simply a part of you that needs to be acknowledged and integrated. The process of integrating the shadow can be challenging, but it's also incredibly liberating. It allows you to access a deeper level of self-awareness and authenticity. It helps you break free from self-destructive patterns and make choices that are aligned with your true values. As Peterson puts it, the shadow is the part of you that you don't want to admit exists, but it's also the part of you that has the most potential for growth. By embracing your shadow, you're not just confronting your fears. You're unlocking hidden strengths and talents that can enrich your life in countless ways. So, take a deep breath, shine a light into the dark corners of your psyche, and welcome your shadow self with open arms. It's time to become a more complete, integrated, and empowered individual. Remember, the greatest battles are often fought within ourselves, and the victory is worth the fight. 5. The truth will set you free, the value of authenticity. All right, folks, let's have a heart-to-heart about something that's easier said than done, telling the truth. And I don't just mean avoiding outright lies. I'm talking about being brutally honest with yourself, even when it's uncomfortable. The ancient philosopher Socrates famously said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." He believed that true wisdom begins with self-knowledge, and that requires a willingness to question our assumptions, beliefs, and motivations. It's about peeling back the layers of self-deception and confronting the reality of who we are and what we want. Peterson echoes this sentiment, stressing the transformative power of speaking truthfully and avoiding self-deception. It's easy to tell ourselves little white lies to justify our shortcomings or avoid facing uncomfortable truths. But these lies, no matter how small, create a chasm between our perceived selves and our true selves. Think of it like building a house on a shaky foundation. It might look good on the surface, but it's bound to crumble under pressure. Similarly, a life built on self-deception is fragile and unsustainable. It's only when we confront the truth about ourselves, even the ugly parts, that we can start to build a solid foundation for lasting change. The existentialist philosopher Søren Kierkegaard spoke of the sickness unto death, a state of despair that arises from the denial of one's true self. He believed that authenticity, the courage to be who you truly are, is the antidote to this despair. In today's world, it's easy to fall into the trap of comparison and self-doubt. Social media feeds us a constant stream of curated images and highlight reels, making it easy to feel inadequate or like we're not living up to some idealized standard. But the truth is, everyone struggles, everyone has flaws, and everyone is on their own unique journey. So, how do we cultivate authenticity and break free from the chains of self-deception? Peterson suggests starting with small acts of truth-telling. Pay attention to your thoughts and words. Are you making excuses for your behavior? Are you avoiding difficult conversations or denying your true feelings? When you catch yourself in a lie, even a small one, challenge yourself to speak the truth instead. It might be uncomfortable at first, but it will get easier with practice. And the more you practice truth-telling, the more aligned you'll become with your core values and the more empowered you'll feel to create the life you want. Remember, authenticity isn't about being perfect. It's about being real. It's about embracing your strengths and weaknesses, your light and shadow, and owning your story, even the messy parts. As the writer Brené Brown beautifully puts it, authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. It's about having the courage to show up in the world as your true self, flaws and all. So, let go of the need to be perfect, to please everyone, or to fit into some predefined mold. Embrace your unique quirks, your passions, your vulnerabilities. Speak your truth, even when it's hard. And watch as the world opens up to you in ways you never imagined. Remember, the truth will set you free. 6. The crucible of suffering, finding meaning in the struggle. All right, folks, let's talk about something that nobody likes to talk about, suffering. It's a part of life that we all try to avoid, but the truth is, it's unavoidable. Heartbreak, loss, illness, disappointment, these are all part of the human experience. But what if I told you that suffering isn't just something to be endured, but something that can actually lead to a deeper sense of meaning and purpose? The ancient Stoics had a saying, "Pain is neither unbearable nor eternal if you have perspective on it and do not exaggerate it in your mind." They believed that suffering is an inevitable part of life and that our response to it is what truly matters. We can either let it crush us or we can use it as an opportunity for growth and transformation. Peterson echoes this sentiment, suggesting that confronting suffering and taking responsibility for our lives can lead to a more meaningful and fulfilling existence. It's easy to fall into the trap of victimhood, to blame external circumstances or other people for our problems. But this mindset keeps us stuck, powerless, and unable to create real change. Think of it like being caught in a rip current. If you panic and fight against it, you'll exhaust yourself and risk drowning. But if you stay calm, conserve your energy, and swim parallel to the shore, you'll eventually break free and find your way back to safety. Similarly, when we face suffering with courage and acceptance, we can find a way to navigate through it and emerge stronger on the other side. The existentialist philosopher Viktor Frankl, who survived the horrors of the Holocaust, wrote extensively about the importance of finding meaning in suffering. He believed that even in the darkest of times, we can choose our attitude and find a sense of purpose. This resonates with the Stoic idea of focusing on what's within our control, our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions. In today's world, it's easy to fall into the trap of seeking comfort and avoiding discomfort at all costs. We have all sorts of distractions and coping mechanisms to numb the pain. But the truth is, avoiding suffering only makes it more difficult to bear when it inevitably arises. So, how do we confront suffering and find meaning in it? Peterson suggests a few key strategies. Acceptance. Acknowledge the reality of your suffering. Don't try to deny it or suppress it. Allow yourself to feel the pain, but don't let it consume you. Responsibility. Take ownership of your life and your choices. Recognize that you have the power to respond to suffering in a way that empowers you rather than victimizes you. Meaning making. Look for the lessons and opportunities for growth within your suffering. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use this to become a stronger, wiser, more compassionate person? Service to others. Focus on helping others who are also struggling. Sometimes the best way to heal our own pain is to alleviate the suffering of others. Remember, suffering is a universal human experience. It's not a sign of weakness or failure. It's a testament to your courage and resilience. By confronting your suffering head-on and taking responsibility for your life, you can transform pain into purpose and create a life that is truly meaningful and fulfilling. As the poet Rumi said, "The wound is the place where the light enters you." Embrace your wounds, learn from them, and let them illuminate your path towards a brighter future. 7. The scales of justice, the importance of balance. All right, folks, let's talk about something that's been causing a lot of heated debate lately. Compassion. It's a beautiful thing, no doubt. The ability to empathize with others, to feel their pain, and to extend a helping hand is what makes us human. But what if I told you that too much compassion without a counterbalance can actually be harmful? The ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle spoke of the golden mean, the desirable middle between two extremes. He believed that virtue lies in finding the balance between excess and deficiency. Too much courage becomes recklessness. Too little becomes cowardice. Similarly, too much compassion can lead to enabling and codependency, while too little can lead to callousness and indifference. Peterson echoes this idea, critiquing the overemphasis on compassion in modern society. He argues that while compassion is important, it needs to be balanced with justice, mercy with responsibility. It's not about being heartless or uncaring, but about recognizing that sometimes tough love is the most compassionate thing you can offer. Think of it like raising a child. If you shower them with unconditional love and never set boundaries or consequences, they'll likely grow up entitled and ill-equipped to handle the challenges of life. But if you balance your love with discipline and guidance, you're helping them develop the skills and resilience they need to thrive. In today's world, we often see an overemphasis on compassion without accountability. We're told to be tolerant and accepting of all behaviors, even those that are harmful or self-destructive. But this can create a culture of enabling, where people are never challenged to take responsibility for their actions or to grow beyond their limitations. The philosopher and psychologist Jordan Peterson highlights the importance of balancing compassion with personal responsibility. He argues that true compassion involves empowering others to overcome their challenges, not shielding them from the consequences of their choices. So, how do we find this balance between compassion and justice, mercy and responsibility? It starts with discernment. It's about recognizing that each situation is unique and requires a nuanced response. Sometimes, the most compassionate thing you can do is to offer a listening ear and a shoulder to cry on. Other times, it might mean setting firm boundaries or holding someone accountable for their actions. It's also about recognizing your own limitations. You can't save everyone, and you shouldn't try to. It's important to prioritize your own well-being and to set healthy boundaries in your relationships. Remember, true compassion isn't about enabling or rescuing. It's about empowering others to become the best versions of themselves. It's about holding people accountable while still offering support and understanding. It's about finding that delicate balance between love and discipline, mercy and justice. As the Dalai Lama said, if you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion. But remember, compassion without wisdom can be just as harmful as indifference. So, let's strive to cultivate both, to create a world where we can all thrive and reach our full potential. 8. The compass of meaning, the need for purpose. All right, folks, let's talk about something that's at the core of the human experience, the search for meaning and purpose. We're not just talking about having a job or a hobby. We're talking about that deep-seated longing for something that makes life worth living, something that gives us a sense of direction and fulfillment. The existentialist philosophers, like Camus and Sartre, grappled with this question extensively. They argued that in a universe devoid of inherent meaning, it's up to us to create our own. The challenge, then, is to find something that resonates with our deepest values and aspirations, something that gives us a sense of purpose and belonging. Peterson echoes this sentiment, emphasizing the human need for meaning, purpose, and a connection to something larger than ourselves. He often frames this in religious or archetypal terms, drawing on stories and myths that have resonated with humanity for millennia. But whether you're religious or not, the underlying message is clear. We all crave a sense of significance, a feeling that our lives matter. Think of it like a compass. Without a North Star to guide you, you're lost at sea, adrift and directionless. But with a clear sense of purpose, you have a compass that points you towards your true north, helping you navigate the complexities of life and make choices that align with your values. In today's world, it's easy to lose sight of this compass. We're bombarded with distractions, consumerism, and the pressure to conform. We're told that happiness comes from external achievements and material possessions. But the truth is, true fulfillment comes from within, from finding something that resonates with your soul and gives your life a sense of meaning. So how do we find this elusive sense of purpose? Peterson suggests a few key strategies. Explore your values. What's truly important to you? What are the principles that guide your actions and decisions? Take some time to reflect on your values and identify the things that bring you a sense of joy, fulfillment, and purpose. Pursue your passions. What are you naturally drawn to? What activities make you lose track of time and feel fully alive? Engaging in your passions can be a powerful source of meaning and purpose. Contribute to something larger than yourself. Find ways to make a positive impact on the world around you. This could involve volunteering, supporting a cause you believe in, or simply being a good friend, partner, or parent. Embrace the hero's journey. See your life as a grand adventure, filled with challenges and opportunities for growth. Embrace the ups and downs, the triumphs and setbacks, as part of your unique story. Connect with the transcendent. Whether through religion, spirituality, or simply a deep appreciation for the beauty and mystery of the universe, find a way to connect with something larger than yourself. This can provide a sense of awe, wonder, and perspective that transcends the everyday struggles of life. Remember, the search for meaning is a lifelong journey. It's not about finding a single definitive answer, but about constantly exploring, questioning, and growing. It's about living a life that is authentic, purposeful, and aligned with your deepest values. As the philosopher Joseph Campbell said, "The privilege of a lifetime is being who you are." By embracing your unique gifts and pursuing your passions, you can create a life that is both meaningful and fulfilling. So, take that first step, follow your compass, and embark on the adventure of a lifetime. The world is waiting for you to discover your purpose and share your gifts. And that, my friends, is the essence of the message. It's a call to action, a challenge to rise above the ordinary and embrace the extraordinary potential that lies dormant within each of us. We've journeyed through the depths of the human psyche, explored the shadows and the light, and discovered the power of self-reflection, responsibility, and the pursuit of meaning. Remember, the world isn't going to magically transform itself into a utopia. It's up to each of us to take responsibility for our own lives, to confront our fears and limitations, and to strive towards a higher ideal. As the Stoics would say, the obstacle is the way. The challenges we face, the suffering we endure, these are not roadblocks, but stepping stones on the path to a more meaningful and fulfilling existence. So, go forth and face the world with courage, honesty, and a relentless pursuit of truth. Embrace your shadow, set your sights on a noble vision, and take action towards creating the life you want. The journey won't be easy, but it will be worth it. As Nietzsche said, he who has a why to live for can bear almost any how. Find your why, embrace the struggle, and become the hero of your own story. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of the human spirit. May your path be filled with meaning, purpose, and the unwavering courage to face the abyss and emerge transformed.